Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Henry Sokolsky, the Executive Director of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, here at year's end 2024 and year's beginning 2025. I've asked Henry to help me identify items that are in the news and yet have histories that may not be their futures, and vice versa. Henry, a very good evening to you. End of the year, we're looking at items you've identified and touched on all year long in our conversations about the mysteries of the U.S. government. We begin now with one that has taken me some time to understand. Controlled, unclassified information, part of the classification system that is a pyramid of mystery to me. What is controlled, unclassified information, and how does it fit into your general recommendation that there's way too much classification? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. Again, it's great being on your show. Thank you for having me. Well, controlled unclassified information was a information management tool that was concocted during the Obama administration, and it was well-meaning or well-meant to consolidate some of the least sensitive forms of information management, like IRS files, medical files, personnel files that you wouldn't want to be public, but weren't a national security concern. And the Obama administration put out an executive order saying, okay, we're going to try to reduce the amount of special classifications for all of these things and just consolidate them under something new called controlled unclassified information. And then something terrible happened. They turned to the bureaucracy and asked every government bureau to list what they would consider to be in this category. They came up with a registry of more than 100 new things that ought to be stamped controlled unclassified information. Now, the worst of this came from the national security bureaus and agencies. Why? Well, national security classifications are things that are secret, top secret, you know, code word. Those things that are classified that way have to have an authority who is, you know, identified the name of a person who does it. And there are all sorts of rules about declassifying it, how long it would be classified, and what, you know, why it should be classified. Well, the CUI had none of that. And the folks in the national security sector of our government said, well, maybe we should make anything that might lead to an understanding of something classified as CUI. So literally, if you make washers that are unclassified, you know, pieces of a weapon system that is classified, the contract you have for your washers becomes CUI. And then we have to monitor that you are following the CUI rules. Oh, that could cost several billion dollars a year. Let's do it. This is insanity.
Henry, it occurs to me that you having recommended that the classification system needed reforming, what's happened is they've gone in the other direction. They've made it more complicated.
Yes, and for what it's worth, this has happened whether you are working for Mr. Obama, Mr. Trump, or Mr. Biden. The trend is linear in the wrong direction. So we got a problem here. And I think there was an expectation that the administration, this administration, was going to put out a new executive order to straighten this nonsense out. That has not happened. It's gotten even worse. The Congress passed the law to try to approach some of these matters with automation and something called the Sensible Classification Act. The administration, Biden administration, has not yet complied with the reporting requirements, even for that law, which was passed in 2022. We're not on a great trajectory. The latest insult to injury was a report just this week that a routine government accountability office review of our missile defense programs, which is a big chunk of change, it's like $11 billion a year, routinely is put out. It's unclassified. And of course, it draws attention and criticism. The press focuses on it, critics focus on it, proponents focus on it. Oh, well, this year, they didn't want to have that noise, I guess. They made it controlled unclassified information. That means the public cannot see it.
Henry,
I've talked with people on both sides of the aisle. They're outraged by this.
One more detail about controlled unclassified information.
Yeah.
Does this help keep things that are embarrassing from the public until nobody cares? Is that would it achieve that end?
It certainly can be abused and has been in the past. There's a somewhat famous case where the embarrassing missile test results were not shared with Congress in an unclassified manner as they had been before, but were marked CUI. The Armed Services Committee, I think Senator Warren on the left, and not a few people who were not so far to the left were outraged by it. They kind of turned around on that. But yeah, it can be used as a way of managing public relations. And that is an inappropriate use for it.
We begin then with 2024, something that is not attractive, which is CUI. We're going to turn now to three items that are very much past and future: Space Force and hypersonic missiles and nuclear weaponry. Henry, we begin with Space Force. The Space Force costs money, not a whole lot, but some. However, you tell me that right now its budget is under the umbrella of the Air Force, and the Air Force says, help. What does that mean?
Well, Frank Kendall, who is a sort of a sturdy civil servant, is the head of the Air Force, Secretary of the Air Force, and he said, you know, during my tenure, the budget for the Space Force has gone from roughly $15 billion to almost $40 billion. I cannot, you know, as the head of the Air Force, afford to pay all this out. Please make the Space Force budget separate from the Air Force budget. I can't buy the things I need that aren't related to space. Well, that's interesting.
U.S. Space Force, 5 years later, what has it accomplished so far, and where does it go from here, writes Spacecom within these last days? U.S. pushes to bypass regulator. Okay, more Starlink launches at Space Force base, goes the report 3 days ago. Space Force must grow to counter China and Russia, lawmaker says. And new U.S. Space Force jammers aim to disrupt China's SATCOM signals. Is it taking on more missions? Is it defined carefully by the Air Force? In other words, is it growing like Topsy?
Well, I've heard from my advisory board members, which include people who've worked in both, Democratic and Republican administrations, that it's a bit of a mess. They're growing, and what they're accomplishing may not be in proportion to their growth, but they all are in agreement that more effort and more focus and, yes, more spending is needed in this area. So how well managed it is, how, you know, accomplished it is, that's in dispute. That we need it and we need more of it is not.
It has uniforms that look inspired by the bad guys in Star Wars. It's puzzling. It's puzzling to me why they went in that direction. How is it understood at the Air Force? A competitor? A child that grew up, went to college, and left us? What does the Air Force disdain it or venerate it? Do people want to be in it?
Well, I'm not going to get into what other people think so much as what they have to do. The Air Force has to worry about airplanes. It has to worry about logistics, cargo planes. It has to worry about the nuclear bomber force. It has to worry about the nuclear missile ICBM force. has to worry about the development of hypersonics. It has a lot on its plate that's not space related. And the problem is that we have drifted for the last, since the end of the Cold War, to funding everything about as much as, you know, the demand is. And we have not made choices between these things and said, well, we're going to have to de-emphasize this and emphasize that. The reckoning's coming. I think word on the street is the Trump administration is not going to do a Reagan military buildup. It's going to, you know, pretty much stabilize the budget and demand that more be gotten out of the budget that we got. In that environment, we're going to have to make tough choices. I think space may have to take precedence along with hypersonics over you know, expansion of the nuclear force. And we'll see this. It's not yet demonstrated, but that's my hunch. Something's got to give.
I'm speaking with Henry Sikorsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, at year's end and looking to 2025. When we come back, hypersonics and nuclear weapons. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.